Hola, ¿cómo andan? I have an old cookbook. It's 1939. Yeah, 1939. And it's the cookbook of my landlady, and it was actually her mother-in-law's. And we kind of have a joint ownership arrangement going on. I basically use it all the time, although in theory, obviously, it is her book, but it resides in my house. It's old, it's scribbled on, the binding is broken, but it gives a fascinating insight into what Cuban food was like and what the culture of food was pre the revolution. It was very interesting. It had a lot of French influence. It was, I suppose, in line with the times. There was a lot of high-rolling gamblers. There was a lot of tourism from the US. People would fly down for the weekend to party hard in Havana. There was a lot of steak. There was a lot of beurre blancs. There was creams in all of the sauces. It was very heady food. There are ads in the book for a leiteria, a place where you can buy milk products only. I mean, that's something that Cubans would just dream of nowadays. Milk is such a scarce commodity, and butter and yogurt as well. Butter particularly. Yogurt is a little bit easier to find. But it's an interesting step back in time. And in comparing pre-revolutionary or certainly 30s food with what I see now, and the opening up of the restaurant scene because of deregulation and people being able to work for themselves, I wonder, is there going to be a move back towards using some of those recipes and some of that gastronomic culture and replicating it in the Cuba of today? I don't think, honestly, that's going to happen. I think the supply chain issues that Cuba still has, I think the problems that it has as a result of a very stern embargo and its inability to buy on a fully open market internationally necessarily mean that Cuba has to sustain itself from within primarily. It has to produce its food that it's going to consume because it's quite difficult for it to buy it on the market outside. But that also has its advantages in that Cubans are using their natural inventiveness. There's a phrase in here that I use a lot, or at least I say it in my head nearly every day. Los cubanos inventan. The Cubans invent. And if they haven't got something, they'll invent it or they'll recycle it. And that's true of the food. So for a long while, I guess when I first started coming here, nearly 7 years ago now, you know, there had been a slight opening up. The paladar scene, the private restaurant scene, started about 15, 16 years ago. And there was options for tourists, but everybody was cooking Cuban food. It was all criollo. It was chicken beans and rice, pork beans and rice, fish beans and rice, and a bit of salad on the side and a creme caramel to finish. And there was a kind of a uniformity to the food. Now I see a huge amount of differentiation. People are beginning to express their creativity in food in a way that mirrors the creativity that exists in music, in art, in dance. Cubans are naturally creative people. You couldn't possibly be anything but creative. It's a fusion culture. It takes colonial Spanish traditions with indigenous Indian traditions, mixes it up with passionate African influences, puts it in the Caribbean in a really hot country, and boom, you've got an explosion, not just in terms of culture and creativity, but also in terms of the way that people approach life. You know, Cuba's not an easy place to live. Things are difficult. Life is hard. It's complicated. It wears you down. But you know, Cubans, they just get up every morning and they keep on fighting. People talk all day, every day about la lucha, the fight. We're all fighting, whether it's fighting to find food, fighting to find housing, fighting to find a better job that earns more money. We're all fighting. And in the food scene, they're fighting too. They're fighting to get attention from the tourists that are coming, that are spending money. They're fighting to get attention in social media and online, because they know that that's a way for them to be known and to get business. But it's brought great innovation. And I see the result of that, not just in the flavors of the food, the combinations, the experimentation with ingredients that's now going on, but also in the presentation. Presentation definitely was a big issue in Cuba. It still is to many extents, but it's getting better, and it's getting better very, very quickly. And I'm looking forward to next year, to 2013, and to eating out in more paladars that are producing interesting, creative, inventive food and are presenting it with flair and with flourish. It's the young chefs. Most of them are men, it has to be said. But it's those young male chefs that are, they're pushing Cuba into an era of creativity and food. And they're unleashing on the food scene a passion and a thirst for experimentation. I think Cuba has the potential to really make inroads in the cultural scene and in the food scene in the Caribbean. And I'm very, very hopeful of what that future is going to look like. It's going to have little bumps and twists and turns in the road, but overall, I'm definitely excited about the possibilities.